Howdy, sir.
Hey, Dad.
Air conditioner breakdown?
No.
Are you hot?
No.
What are you looking for, Dad?
What are you looking for?
Some food.
Ah. So, you're the one.
What?
Yeah, see, the power company called and thanked me for running up a huge bill. You know, son, doorbell rang the other day. I went to the door and there were two penguins there. And they wanted to know when you were going to come and look in the refrigerator again.
I'm sorry, Dad, but when I'm hungry, I have no idea what I want till I see it.
Let me suggest this. I'll get your mother's camera. Come down here, take a picture of the refrigerator with the door open, and then I'll develop it, put it up here. You come down, and then you look at it. And then you circle what you want, come up and get me, and I'll go into the refrigerator and get it. Okay?
Okay.
No more penguins.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Pud. Peter, my man. Well, how are you doing?
And how's the wife?
Oh, good.
What's that?
It's a present.
For me?
No, for me. It's mine, mine, mine. And the only hands that can touch this belong on this body. Do you understand that?
What did I just say?
Mine, mine, mine.
I don't want you to touch it. I don't want you to play with it. I don't even want you to see it. Understand?
How much was it, Dad?
Son, all I can say is that you're looking at the top of the line, state of the art, super duper juicer.
What does it do?
I'm glad you asked, my dear. Pardon me, sir. No penguins.
Got it, Dad.
All right. Now, my dear, we will take this, turn the machine on. Get me two glasses, please. Place the glass under here, and we take the vegetables, put them in there. Listen to that sound. And listen to this. I love this sound.
Put some ice cream in it.
Put some ice cream in it. No, you don't put ice cream in this. You put vegetables in it, and then you drink the juice.
Drink vegetables? Yes.
Give me the other glass, will you, please? Oh, boy, look at how beautiful that looks. Here, Rudy, you're my first customer.
No, thank you.
Peter! Does that mean no? Okay, why don't you guys go outside and play?
We go upstairs and play?
Okay. Oh! Oh! Stay out of the clothes closet. Hey! No getting into the clothes hamper. Hey! And no rolling anything or anybody down the stairs.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, Claire, you're just in time.
For what?
For something you don't want.
What is this?
Dear, this is a stainless steel maintenance-free appliance which provides nutritious drinks for just pennies a day.
And it's going to end up with the rest of the stainless steel self-maintenance appliances in the appliance graveyard underneath this counter. Let's see. The answer to Sunday breakfast?
Yes, I bought that.
Waffles, Claire. I'm going to make waffles every Sunday morning. Until you had to clean it. And this... crepes, Claire. Think of all the different kinds of crepes we can make with this. Turned out to be none.
Have them out. Remember the sausage stuffer?
Didn't stuff a thing.
Et tu, Brute? Well, I just want you to know, dear, that there's two kinds of people in this world. Those who blaze trails and those who trail behind the blazers. and I happen to be a blazer. You see, by drinking this, I will make my body lean and my mind clear. You know why? Because I think ahead.
Well, I think ahead, too. Theo, I want you to prepare a space in the graveyard for your father's newest appliance.
Take your hands off my machine, man.
Vanessa, I'm going to the post office, and I'll be back in about 20 minutes. Would you keep an eye on Rudy and Peter for me?
Sure.
Okay, Rudy, your father's downstairs in his office. Vanessa's in charge until he comes upstairs, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Peter.
Bye, Mrs. Touchable.
Rudy, remember, Vanessa's in charge.
Okay, you all heard her. I'm in charge, and I want quiet.
See, it's coming down here, and these are the watermarks. And I'm just happy you could come out on a Saturday to look at it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, it's definitely a water stain.
Well, what do you think caused it?
Water?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, what do you think? Just a simple replaster it and then paint it?
Well, you could do it that way. It would be wrong, but you could do it.
It would be wrong. Well, what would be right?
Well, that's hard to say.
What do you think caused it?
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, could be you have a shingle missing.
Uh-huh.
It could be that your pipes are leaking, your wood is rotten, and your whole house gonna fall down.
Well, that's kind of a broad diagnosis.
Well, you can always get a second opinion.
No, no. Dr. Harrison said that you were the best.
Dr. Harrison knows what he's talking about.
Okay, so, with all of that, what do you think it's going to cost me?
Well, that's hard to say.
Well, can you give me an estimate?
Well, you got to figure time, materials, labor. I figure anywhere between $75 and
$1,200. And that's an estimate?
I don't know what I'm going to find inside that wall.
I see.
Contract work is a lot like medicine. It's not an exact science. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
You know, when you think about it, our professions are a lot alike. We both spend years in training. We both work with our hands.
We both wear beepers.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, Mr. Lucas, this is my wife, Mrs. Huxtable.
Well, hello, Mrs. Huxtable.
Well, hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Have you found out what's causing our leak?
No, but I'm sure it wasn't your fault.
Well, thank you.
How do you know?
I can tell.
Cliff, I'm going to the post office, and I left Vanessa in charge of Rudy and Peter till you go upstairs.
All right, dear, I'll be up in a minute.
Nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
Now, do you think you can do the job?
How did you end up with a woman like that?
Just lucky, I guess.
You got that right.
Darlene showed Robert the note, but it was supposed to be top secret. You tell Darlene that is the last time I give her a note.
Vanessa.
Hold on. Rudy, this is a very important call.
We're bored.
So?
Tell us what to do.
Why should I tell you what to do?
You're in charge.
Play with your blocks.
We already did that.
Do your coloring books.
We already did that.
Hold on, Courtney. Look, there has got to be something you haven't done.
We haven't had a snack.
Great! I'll fix you a snack as soon as I'm off the phone. I'll only be one more minute. Okay, I'm back. No, I never gave a note to Sherry. Did she say I gave her a note? How could she say that? She's the one that gave me a note.
I'm hungry now.
Me too.
Let's go down to the kitchen.
All right.
I'll get the peanut butter, you get the bread.
Thank you.
jelly. Bring over the bread.
Wasn't me.
Who did this?
My bed is Rudy.
Oh, you're probably right. Let's get it cleaned up.
I don't think we should touch it.
Why not?
It wouldn't be good for Rudy.
What are you talking about?
If we clean this up now, Mom and Dad would never know this happened. Rudy would think she could do this anytime she wants. She'll never learn responsibility.
I'm willing to tell this to Dad.
Believe me, Dad would want us to leave it alone.
Are you sure?
Trust me. Look, you're older, right? But I've been in more trouble. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
No penguins.
Well, I don't see any water stains anywhere else. Looks like it's just your office.
Okay. Now, when your crew is working, will you be here?
Oh, I'll be here every day.
Now, how long will it take?
Well, that's hard to say. But it could take 3 hours. It could take a month.
Okay.
You know, on my way in, I saw you had a crack in your sidewalk.
Yeah, it was just a little one.
Well, that's a little one now, but as soon as the first cold winter day comes, it's going to open up. Now, you wouldn't want your lovely wife to trip on it, would you?
Oh.
I could take care of it for you.
I bet you could.
Well, let me know.
All right. Thank you for coming, Mr. Lucas.
Hey, we're going to be working together. Call me Sam.
I'll call you every day.
I hear you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wasn't us.
Don't worry, Dad. We didn't touch a thing. You see, the way we figure it, this has Rudy written all over it. Dad, I think I know what you're thinking.
I know what I'm thinking, but I'm real interested in knowing what you think I'm thinking.
You're thinking we did this, right?
No. I'm thinking that I don't believe I'm standing here watching you all have a picnic in the middle of this.
Yeah, I was going to clean it up, but Theo said not to.
It did? Why?
I knew you wouldn't want us to.
Why?
For Rudy's sake. Now, if she makes a mess and then we clean it up, she'll never learn responsibility.
Okay. We didn't do it, dear. And Theo told us not to clean it up.
What happened?
Rudy.
Where's Vanessa?
I don't know. I just came up here a few seconds ago.
I was at Jeanette's.
I was out playing ball.
You want us to clean it up?
No. No, if Rudy made that mess, Rudy should clean it up.
I'm gonna make a great father.
Darlene is always like Robin. She just doesn't want to admit it. Hold on, Courtney.
Mom, Dad, you're both here.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean I can stop watching Rudy and Peter now?
Oh, have you been watching them?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, Courtney. This is Vanessa's father. Vanessa will call you back. And please, don't call back here asking when she's gonna call you, okay? All right, bye-bye.
Well, I was out in the hall when the phone rang. That's why I took it in here.
Where are Rudy and Peter?
They're out there a while ago. I guess they're in my room.
Your guess?
Well, I was watching them, but I had to take an important call.
Important?
Yeah. Courtney said Darlene showed a secret note to Robert. Then I found out that Sherry said I gave her a note, but I didn't give Sherry a note. So I told Courtney that someone must have forged my name.
Young lady, I think you need to get your priorities straight. You see, I left you in charge, and that means that Rudy and Peter are more important than who passed what note to whom.
Is Rudy in trouble?
Rudy's just one of the two people in trouble.
I'll get it.
No!
Vanessa, go downstairs to the kitchen. There's a surprise waiting for you.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Dr. Huxley. Yes. How? Yeah. Peter's all right? Oh, okay, hold the phone 1 second. It's Peter's mother. She found Peter standing up in the clothes hamper. And when she looked at him, he said, "All I did was hold the bread."
Hi, Rudy.
I didn't do anything.
Where's Peter?
He went home. He didn't do anything either.
I see. So you and Peter didn't do anything, huh? What happened to your clothes?
I don't know.
Well, you know, Rudy, I was just downstairs in the kitchen. There's a big mess down there. You know anything about it? Well, somebody had to have made that mess. Do you have any idea who it might be?
Theo?
No, I don't think it was Theo.
Vanessa?
No, I don't think it was Vanessa or Denise or Sandra, but I think you know who it was. You know, Rudy, you could always tell me the truth about anything. It really doesn't matter what it is, because I'll still love you.
Mommy?
Yes?
I broke Daddy's juicer.
But that was real scary, wasn't it? Yeah? Appliances can be real hard to resist sometimes, you know. They're shiny. They make terrific noises. You've got those buttons that light up. That's why your father likes them. But do you know that if you don't know what you're doing, machines can be dangerous and you could get hurt?
I forgot.
You forgot. Rudy, just because you're the baby of the family, that doesn't mean you're a baby. When we tell you not to touch appliances, we think you should remember.
I'm never going to the kitchen again.
I don't think that's the answer. Because when I sit down to have my dinner, one of my most favorite things is looking at your face. All right, you feel better now? Yeah, you feel good enough to go downstairs and help clean up that mess? Good. But before we go, there's one thing you gotta do.
What?
You gotta tell your father what happened.
Maybe you can tell him.
No. You.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
Dad, isn't Rudy gonna help me?
Yes, you're doing the high work. She's gonna come and do the low work.
Understand how this happened. I just left them alone for a minute.
Think what would have happened if you left them for a minute and a half.
Cliff!
Yeah?
Stay right there. There's someone who wants to say something to you. Come on, Rudy. Rudy!
You want to say something to me?
Daddy?
Yeah?
I broke your juicer.
Is this the same juicer that I said, don't touch? Is this the same juicer I said, mine, mine, mine?
Are you mad at me?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
Come here. Baby Huxtable, I hereby find you guilty of operating a household appliance without permission. With the powers vested in me, I sentence you to cleaning up the low part of the kitchen. Your sister is doing the high part. Case closed.
Okay.
Not so fast, Dr. Huxtable. I propose that my client, Rudy Huxtable, had an accomplice.
Well, the accomplice is in there cleaning the high part.
That is not the accomplice of whom I am speaking.
Oh, well, he's still in the clothes hamper.
That's not who I'm speaking of. May I ask you a question, Dr. Huxtable? Who left the juicer plugged into the electrical socket with the top off?
Theo.
Perhaps I should remind you of the penalty for perjury in this state. Let me rephrase the question, Dr. Huxtable. Did you leave the juicer plugged into the electrical socket with the top off?
See, I don't think.
Just answer the question, please. Yes or no?
What I'm trying.
Yes or no?
Yeah, but see.
Then you admit it. You are guilty. You are guilty of contributing to the delinquency of a 6-year-old.
I object.
Overruled.
How are you going to be the judge and the lawyer?
Because I am.
Well, then, I throw myself at the mercy of the court.
The court has no mercy on the life of the court. You are hereby sentenced to 5 years appliance probation, which means you may not buy, look at, or touch an appliance. You're trying to influence the judge. That's 10 more years. I find you in contempt of court. That's 15 more years. Dr. Huxtable, what are you doing?
I'm going for life.